Chapter 7. Pinocchio was amazed. He and the fairy were together again. The little girl with blue hair had grown into an adult woman. "You are all grown up," said Pinocchio. "Will I grow up too?" "No," said the fairy. "You are a puppet. Only real boys grow up."
"I want to be a real boy," said Pinocchio.
"You can be a real boy," said the fairy.
"How?"
said Pinocchio.
"Tell me how to be a real boy, and I will do it."
"You must be a good person," said the fairy.
"You must behave and be kind and work hard."
Pinocchio looked sad.
"But I do not like hard work."
The fairy laughed.
"No one likes hard work, but it is necessary. Hard work makes us happy. A lazy man is a sad man."
"Okay," said Pinocchio. "I will be a good boy for you, and then one day, maybe I will be a real boy." The very next day, the fairy sent Pinocchio to school. Pinocchio tried his best to be good and happy, but the other children were unkind to him. He was not a real boy. He was a puppet. They called him names, pulled his coat, and played tricks on him. One day, Pinocchio got so cross with the other children that he got into a fight. He was a good fighter, and the other children were scared of him. No one tricked him or called him names after that. But they didn't want to be his friend either. The only children who would play with him were the bad children. They were naughty and often did bad things. One morning, as Pinocchio was walking to school, the bad children called out to him.
"Don't go to school," they said. "Come with us to the sea."
"Why?" said Pinocchio, who was trying to be good.
"I can see the sea any day."
"Because there is a big shark there today," they said, and that did sound interesting. So Pinocchio went to the sea to see the shark. But when he got there, there was no shark.
"Where is the shark?" he said.
The other children were laughing at him.
"There is no shark," they said.
Pinocchio was cross because they tricked him again. Also, he missed school, and the fairy would be upset with him. Pinocchio became very angry. A crab tried to warn him.
"Don't get into a fight," said the crab. "It will only lead to trouble."
But Pinocchio did not listen, and he attacked them. There was a big fight, and he hurt the other boys. Someone called the police, and Pinocchio ran away.